Bill Siemering was a co-founder of National Public Radio, which first went on the air in 1970.
Radio is the most intimate medium, I feel, because it's the human voice, which is so expressive.
Siemering was NPR's first program director, and he helped develop the flagship All Things Considered, Fresh Air, and more. Today, even while people are doing their best to physically isolate, they don't have to socially isolate during this time.
We can have a conversation as a society, and radio is a way to do that.
And in a time of pandemic, people rely more than ever on the spoken word, the nuanced human voice, for connection.
Reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful.
Siemering is quoting a line from a new poem called Pandemic. He's one of many who posted it on his personal Facebook page.
Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch.
Pandemic was written just as the magnitude of COVID-19 was becoming clear to everyone. The curtain of isolation was coming quickly down, and there was a lot of confusion as to how to cope with this novel experience.
What if you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath the most sacred of times? Cease from travel. Cease from buying and selling. Give up, just for now, on trying to make the world different than it is.
Poet Lynn Unger wrote Pandemic March 11th.
I'd been thinking about the idea of social distancing and how our brains go to emotional distance along with physical distance, and how clearly it was going to be the case that we needed to find ways to be connected at the same time that we were moving apart.
Again, Bill Siemering.
What struck me so much was turning this into an opportunity of kindness, of reaching out, of crossing borders, if you will.
Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has come clear. Do not reach out your hands. Reach out your heart. Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise this world your love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we all shall live.
The poem got a lot of attention from people all over the world. A few weeks ago, a virtual choir project brought singers together to contribute to a message of hope by setting the poem Pandemic to music. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.